Mesechtes Gittin, Daf Pei Test, 9 lines from the bottom of Daf Pei Chesem Beis at the new Mishnah. Yotze Shema Be'er Mekudeshes, Harezu Mekudeshes. If there's a rumor that Rachel, who was Becheskas Pnuya, was Mekudeshes to Reuven, then we would have to be Choshish for this rumor, and Rachel would not be able to get married to anyone else unless she receives a get from Reuven. And although from the Lashon of the Mishnah it seems that this was just some sort of a rumor, however, the Gemara will define that it has to be a much more specific rumor. There must be much more circumstantial evidence surrounding this rumor as well. The Mishnah continues, Megureshes, Harezu Megureshes, and as we will see, the Gemara's Havmina will be that in this case, this scenario was similar, that Rachel was married already, and then there was a rumor that Rachel was divorced, and even though certainly she will not be mutter to go and marry to anyone else because there's only a rumor, however, this din would be relevant to an Eishes Kohen, that this Kohen would now be also to his wife, and they couldn't stay married because she would have a Shem of a Grusha, and just like we found beforehand, that if there's a Reich Aget, then a Kohen would be also to this woman, as she still has a Shem Grusha. And the Mishnah continues, maslo, that as long as this rumor comes out and there's no Masla together with it, then this would be a valid rumor. And as Rashi explains, together with this rumor regarding Kedushin or Gerushin, there's not a Mashal Vitam, there is no mitigating factor that we could use in order to break the call and to show a reason why people may have made this call and may have made a mistake. And the Mishnah explains, Azia Masla was considered a Masla. If there was rumor that Rachel is Megureshes, but the get was Al Tnai, so then we could say that maybe she was not Mekayim to Tnai, and therefore she's not a Grusha, and the same would be B'negei Kedushin, Zarek La Kedusha, Safek Karav La, Safek Karav Loi, that if people are saying that even though she received Kedushin, but there was a Safek, if the Kesef Kedushin or the Shtak Kedushin got closer to her or was closer to him, and therefore it's a Safek if she's Megureshes or not, so in that case we would say it would break the rumor, and we would say she's not Megureshes and not Megureshes, and Rashi explains that even though the Mishnah gave specific examples, but the gay Gerushin and Kedushin, however, these examples would be a valid Amasla if it was exactly the opposite. And for example, the gay Gerushin, if it was a suffix, if the get came, Karavla or Karavloi, that would be a Masla for Gerushin. And the gay Kedushin, if they heard that Shkidishish Plainis Ishtai Al Tanai, that would also be an Amasla, but the gay Kedushin. And the Gemara begins and asks a question on the Mishnah, that how could the Mishnah say, Yatsushma Be'er, that she's Megureshes, Harezu Megureshes? And we explain that certainly she would not be mutter to go and marry anyone in the world, and the only nafkamina would be that if she was married to a kohen, she would no longer be able to stay married to this kohen. And the Gemara asks, Vasrina la Gavra, how could it be that we would ask her on her husband who's a kohen? But Amar Ravashi, Ravashi said, call the bus in the suit, leichashinle, any call that comes out after there's a couple that's completely married, then we're not going to be chayshish for that call. And over here also, how could be chayshish for the call that she's Megureshes, and therefore say that she's also the husband who's a kohen? L'chari, we should not give any credence to this call. And this din of Ravashi brought on Daf Pei Tesem Beis, where Ravashi states, "Kol Kol the Bustin and Soon Lei Chashin Lei," and the Gemara's Bedayik had the Busta Irisin Chashin Lei, that Ravashi would hold that if this call came out after Irisin but prior to Nesuin, then we would be Chayshish for the call. And Rav Chaviva over there said, "Afilu the Busta Irisin Nami Lei Chashin Lei," that even after Irisin we're not Chayish for a call, and even though they weren't completely married and the Nesuin did not yet occur. And based on that Gemara, Taisus is Vim Taima V'Luk Me Busta Irisin the Chashin Ravashi, that Lachiria even Ravashi is Chayish LeKala. If it was prior to Nesuyin and after Erisin, and let us say, our Mishnah is talking about a case where she was only Mureses, and then there was a rumor that she was Mureses, and therefore she would become also to a husband, that's a Kayin. Taisus says, either that our Mishnah's Mashma, that's talking about even in a case where she was already married and was already Nesuyin, and was still going to be Chai Shekol, and therefore we ask the question according to Rav Ashi, and Taisus then says that even though our Gemara asked a question based on Rav Ashi's statement on Pei Tesem Abay, that Kol Kol the Bus Nesuyin Lei Chashin Lei, really the Gemara's question is from Rav Chaviva, who we actually passing like that says kol kol the basa irisin leichashin le, that even a call that comes out if the irisin we're not chayish for, and therefore why would our Mishnah say that Rachel will be also to a husband if he's a kohen? And the Gemara responds hachi kama that in a chenami that is not pshad on Mishnah, and our Mishnah is not bringing two separate cases, one bidgei kedushin and one bidgei gerushin, but really the entire Mishnah is one case. And the Mishnah teaches us yasa shma beir mekudeshes harizu mekudeshes, if there's a rumor that comes to Bezdin and Bezdin verifies that the actual rumor is a valid rumor and that she's mekudeshes, then we consider Mekudeshes. But if there's a rumor that comes out that she was Mekudeshes, and then at a later point there's another rumor that comes out that says that she was Megureshes and she received a get, and as Rashi says, Chaz v'yotzele kol Megureshes shegir sha'isupleini sh'yotzele kol kedushim imenu, and we continue at that peites manav harezu Megureshes, then we consider that for sure she was Megureshes. And my time of kol v'shoiver imai, in this case, although originally we were chayshish for the kedushin and we said that she's also to get married to anyone else, however we now have a rumor that breaks the original kedushin. Kiddushin, and therefore, even though generally we wouldn't listen to Ruma when someone is married and even after Erisin, however, in this case, since the only reason that we were Choshish that she was married is only based on a Ruma, therefore a new Ruma could come and break that Ruma. And it's mashmah from Rashi that this would work even though the Ruma came at a later point and we already were Machzik that she was Mekudeshes, but since there's a new Ruma that comes out that she's Mekudeshes, so therefore we would consider a Gusha at this point. Some Rishonim point out that the only time that we would actually believe the second Ruma is only if that Ruma came out together with the original Ruma that she's Mekudeshes. And since there was a Ruma that she was Mekudeshes at the same time, there's also a Ruma of Mekudeshes, therefore it's almost like a Pesha Asa or Pesha Iter, and therefore she's Mutal L'Shuk. But the Rishonim explained that even though she would be Mutal L'Shuk, in this case she would be Asa T'Kayin, as certainly we would consider a Gusha, and in this case it certainly wouldn't be worse than the case of a Re'ach HaGet. And the Gemara continues, Amar Rav, Rav states, Yatzal Hashem Mezana Be'ir, if there's a Ptuya and there's a call in the city that this woman is a Zayna, and therefore she should be Asa to a Kayin, and as Rashi says, Shem Mezana, Lo'ivi Kechavim, that she was Mezana with a guy or the Eved, Shepaisal Yisim Nakuna, and that would cause her to become possible for marrying a Kayin. And Taisa points out that the same would be true if there's a call that she was Mezana with an Erva, and Rav teaches us, In Cheshim, we're not going to be Cheshish for that call, my time, the Lemaisa, the reason why people are speaking about her is because they saw some sort of a priestess. And as Rashi explained, Shesichka Bashuk, that she was fooling around in the marketplace, or someone actually was fooling around with her, but they didn't have actual beer. And the Chassam Sofer explains that once someone is fooling around a little bit, people say that she's a Zayna, even though, of course, that's not the literal translation of the word Zayna. And the Gemara continues, Ketanoi, this member of Rava is based on a Machlekes Tanoim, as the Brisa states, Achla Bashuk, if you see a woman that's eating in the Shuk, Girgur Bashuk, as Rashi says, Halchon Atuyas Garen, that she was walking with her head straight up. This is also a Derech HaPritis, or Hanika Bashuk, or she was nursing a child in the marketplace. Bekulon Rameya Oimetetze, Rameya says that even though these are only very weak rumors that she was Mezana, would still require her husband to give her a divorce, as we consider her a Zayna. And Rabbi Kiva Amar Mishyusav Yisnubar Maisub Bavana, that although Rabbi Kiva Agdar Rameya says, in all the cases of Rameya, we would not require her husband to give her a divorce. However, Rabbi Kiva says that we require her husband to give her a divorce. If those groups of women that get together and they knit and weave at moonlight, while they're knitting, they're sitting together and schmoozing about all the people in the town, and they speak about those who are choshir and znus, and they mention that this woman was Mezana, at that point, that would be enough of a call that would require her husband to give her a get, and we would be choshir that she was Mezana. And Rameya is chilek both on the Shita Rameya as well as on the Shita Rabbi Kiva, as Rameya would hold that would not be enough of a reason to be choshir that she was Mezana. And the Brisa continues, Amar Rabbi Chaminuri, and Rabbi Chaminuri said to Rabbi Kiva, if even based on a small rumor we will actually go and say that a woman has to get divorced from her husband, then this will cause problems for all women. As Rashi says, that it could be enemies of her that will go and create a call, and then people will start speaking about this woman and she'll have to get divorced. And Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri continues about Tayra Amra, and Lemaisa the Tayra tells us that the only time that a man should divorce his wife is only once he finds an actual Ervas Dova, Ulalanu Oimeh, and we know that Ervas Dova is learnt out from the pasuk that says, Al Pishnaim Edim, Al Pishleish Edim Yakum Dova, and we learn, Malalon Dova Bara, just like B'negei Edus, we have to have something which is definite. Afkan Dova Bara, over here also, it has to be something which is very clear and very definite. And the only way that a husband would have to divorce his wife is only if there are two Edim that say that they know that she was Mezana, and a coil by itself would not suffice, and therefore, Rav is going according to the Shita of Rabbi Chmanuri. The Gemara continues, Tanar Rabbanu, we learned in the Braisa, and Rashi explains, if there's a girl that is a chazaka that she's a basula, and then there's a rumor that she's a ba'ula, then we're not going to be chayshish. And of course, this would be relevant to Asar to a kohen gadol, as Rashi says, as we're not chayshish that she actually was Mizana, and maybe they only saw some sort of pretense. The hard time of Masis and the Cheshim Lakala, and the only time our Mishnah said that we're chayshish Lakala, that's going to be exactly like we're going to say later on, that there's much more than just a rumor, and there's a lot of circumstantial evidence as well. And the Brisa continues, and as the Bachet in Chalutza in Cheshila, and then the Brisa continues, Nesua in Cheshila, that if there's a rumor that she's married, but they don't say that she got married today, and as Rashi says, Yotzal Pnuya Kol, she Nesuya Ze Yomim, Vonu Muchsakim Ba Becheska She Pnuya, and there was a Chazaka that she's a Pnuya, then in Cheshila, the Kol Masis and Hayim Shaimim, Hayim Neskat Shaplainis, that we need a much more specific rumor than just saying that we know that she was married at some point a long time ago. And similarly, the Brisa continues, if they say that she was in Arusa a long time ago, then we're not going to be Cheshire for that rumor. In addition, if they say a rumor that she got married or she was Mekudeshes today, but they don't say an actual name who she got married to, then that rumor is not specific enough, and we would not be choshish for that rumor either. Similarly, Be'er Acheres in Cheshla, if there's a rumor that she got married to Reuven, and Lemaisa, they said that that marriage happened today, but it happened in a different city, we also not lend any credence to that rumor, and we would not consider her Mekudeshes. The Brisa continues, Mamzeres in Cheshla, if a rumor comes out and says about a woman that she's a Mamzeres, we're not going to be choshish for that rumor. Shifcha in Cheshla, if there's a rumor that she's a Shifcha, again, we're not going to be choshish. Hikdash plain in Chosav, there's a rumor that Reuven was Makdash his Lechosim, or Hifka plain in Chosav, or there's a rumor that Reuven was Mafkas Lechosim. In Cheshla, we're not going to be choshish for those rumors, and as Rashi says, we're not going to ask him to use any of his Lechosim. Ayin Taisa points out that why is it that the Brisa brought two cases of Nesua in Cheshla and Arusa in Cheshla? Taisa says, Loim Boy Nesua, Dim Emesoya Dava, Hoyim Esparsim, as if it would be true, people would be speaking about it and it would be known, and it won't only be rumor. Alafila Rusa, the Emes Pasim Kogach, but maybe by Nerusa you would think that it would be Chesh for the rumor, and since it's not Mispasim so much, in Chesh was still not going to be Chesh for that rumor. And the Gemara continues that now that we see so many different instances where rumors don't work, so the Gemara is really bothered. Why is it that in Amish that we said that if someone hears a rumor that Rachel is Mekudeshes, that we are Chesh for that rumor? So Amu Ula, Ula explains that our Mishnah was not talking about a rumor that was just going around the city, but there were actually two Edom that come to Bezdin, and Lo Yishasham Kolavara, and they don't just say that we heard a rumor, Ella Kadeshi Neiris Delkais, that these Edom come to Bezdin, they say that we saw lights that were lit up, and therefore it looked like there was a chasta going on, and we saw the beds and the cushions set up in order for people to sit in them, and it was a very festive atmosphere, and there were people that were coming in and out of the chasta, and they were saying, and Rachel was going to get married today to Reuven, and the Gemara asked, Miskadeshes, how could it be a valid rumor if they said that Rachel was going to get married today, and Vidilma Loy Akdashah, and maybe she did not get married today, and therefore there should be a masla, and it shouldn't be a valid call? And the Gemara explains, Ema Plinus Skachayim, that they were coming out of the chasna, they were saying that Rachel got married today to Reuven. Ula tells us that this is what the Mishnah meant when it said, Yatsushma Be'er Mekudeshes, that it raised Zu Mekudeshes. The Gemara continues, Bechin Tani Levi, and Levi also taught this in a Braisa, Loishi Yishmu Kolavara, El Kadeshiyu Neris Dilkas Umitus Mutsais, and Samagaris, Ubde Adam Nichnasim Vyaitzin, Vinashim Tavis Laranair, and women are spinning their threads by the light of the fire that are by this chasna, Usmechis Law, and they're happy for her, Imris, and they're saying, Plainus Miskadeshes Hayayim, that Rachel was getting married today to Reuven. And once again, the Gemara asks, Miskadeshes Vildilma Loy Akdashah, that how is it enough if they say that Rachel is about to get married today, but maybe there's an Amasla that potentially she didn't even get married? And Amar Papa, our Papa says, like we said before, Eimel Plainus and Skachayim, that they said that Rachel got married today to Reuven. Both Ula and Levi are teaching us that in order for a rumor to be acceptable and that we should be choshish that this woman is married, we have to have a lot more detail and we have to have a lot more circumstantial evidence than just having a rumor that this woman got married. And it's interesting that in the same daf we see the concept of Mezu Bulavana, where they're talking negatively about someone, and the case of Nosh and Tavis La'uran there, these women were happy for their friend who just got married. And the Gemara continues that Om Rabba Bachana Rabbi Yichron, Rabba Bachana says the name Rabbi Yichron, and will also explain the way that the koil will work, and that we will choshish that she actually is married. And as Tosis points out, that Rabba Bachana is not arguing on the sheet of Ula or on the sheet of Levi, and we will explain why in a moment. But Rabbi Bachana says the name Rabbi Yichron, Leisha Shamu Kalavara, that the case of a koil is not when we just heard a rumor, Ella Kadeshu Neiris Dolkais Umitis Mutais, and Ubnei Odom Nichnasim V'yaitzin, and there are people that are coming in and out of this chasen hall, and Amru Dovah Zeru Kol. If they say something and they say that Rachel just got married to Reuven, that is a valid call. Loi Amru Dovah, however, they don't say anything. Zeru Amasla, this is an Amasla which will break the call. And the Gemara is, Loi Amru, if in a case where they didn't say anything, Habaholi Amru Vloi Klum, in that case, why do you call it Amasla, which is Mashmah, it was a call, and now we're breaking the call, but Lacharit, it wasn't a call at all, because they never said that Rachel got married to Reuven today. And the Gemara explains, Enechanami, that's not exactly what Rabbi Yechon meant, but Lafuke mid Rabbi Bar Funa, Rabbi Yechon was coming to exclude from the din of Rabbi Bar Funa, to Amar, Masosh Amra, Fil Mekan Bad Yud Yom, as we will see on Pei Tessa and Beis, that Rabbi Bar Funa will explain, there is no requirement that that Masla has to be at the same time that the call comes out, and even if the Masla comes out 10 days later, we would still be able to break the call, and we would say that she would now be Mutah and not be Mekudeshes. And Kamashmon, that is actually what Rabbi Yechon is telling us, that when it said that Bnei Adam and Nichnas V'yotzin, people came out and they said that Rachel got married to Reuven, and then Rabbi Yechon continued to explain how a masla would work, and therefore he explained Amru Dava, if at that point when they said this call, they said a complete call, as Rashi says, Amru Dava Mekuyim Mesuyim, so at that point, since they didn't have an Amasla at the moment that this call came out, so at a later point you can't come up with a masla, and therefore we would focus on this call, and we would rely on this call. However, Rabbi Yechon continued, that loy amrudava, when these people were coming out of this chasna, they did not complete their words, and it wasn't a full-fledged call, as Rashi says, and at that same time, they said that there was a kedushin that occurred, but it was al tnai, since at the moment that they actually said the rumor, they also said the amasla, and they broke the call, therefore that amasla works. However, if they would come up with amasla within the next 10 days, that would not be a valid amasla, and we would still be chayshish for this call, and we would consider Rachel married to Reuven. And the Gemara continues, Amar Rav Abba, Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav, and as Taisu will explain, Rav Abba will not be chaylik on Ula or on the brisa that Levi brought, and he explains, Leisha Shamu Kol Avara, that the case of our Mishnah is not where we heard a standard rumor, El Kadesh Yemu Plaini Mehechen Shama Miplaini, that this rumor was actually much more detailed, and the person that actually said this rumor was able to tell us that he heard this rumor from Shimon, Uplaini Miplaini, and Shimon heard this rumor from Levi, Ubaikin Mehochen, and we continue checking this out, Achimigil Ludova Bara, until we reach the source of the rumor, and we find the Edom that actually saw that this Kedushin took place, and the Gemara is, Dova Bara, if we actually go and check this out, and we make sure to get to the original source, and we find the original Edom, so Edus Ma'aliyasuhi, so then it's not based on a rumor, and it's based on a standard din of Edus, and L'chari, what's the Chiddush of the Mishnah? The Gemara therefore clarifies, Eliki Asr Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda, so Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda came, Amar Rav Abba, he explained that this is what Rav Abba said, Amar Rav Huna, in the name of Rav Huna, in the name of Rav, Leishi Shama Kol Abara, El Kadesh Yehemi, Plainim Hechen Shama in Plaini, Plainim Plaini, V'hoch Lamam Dias Yam, and as long as we get to the source of the rumor, and we find out that there were actually two Edim that said, that we actually saw that Rachel got married to Reuven, then we would believe this rumor, even though those Edim are not to be found, and they can't testify, since they went Lamadina Sayam. And Taisin Diva Maskel, Asher Megil, Dabar Bar, explains that Rabbi Abba is not being chilek on Levi or on Ula, as Ula and Levi were discussing a case where there was circumstantial evidence, and therefore Bezdin doesn't have to go and research this further and get to the source of the rumor. However, Rabbi Abba is referring to a scenario where there was no circumstantial evidence, and all you heard is a rumor, and as long as he could go and retrace the rumor and find the original source, that would be a valid rumor and would be chayshul kedushin. And everyone agrees to both of these points. And Taisus continues and says the kol de la'el l'shayach el kedushin, that the original call was only shayach b'negei kedushin, but v'hach t'hacha b'negei this call that Rabbi Abba is discussing shayach b'geirishin k'may b'kedushin, it would even be considered a call b'negei geirishin and not only b'negei kedushin. The Gemara continues omelei abay Rabbi Yisib mevatlina kola iloy mevatlinan. Rashi brings two different pshatim. And Taisus says upirish rishin ain nira, that the first pshat of Rashi is not nira, and therefore we will learn our Gemara like the second pshat of Rashi, where Rashi says chazu isim plainu plainu medin siyam, that the rumor was out that there were two edim that actually saw that Reuven and Rachel got married, and then those two edim came medina siyam and said loy hoy dvar ma'ilam, that Reuven and Rachel never got married, and therefore we see for certain that this call was not valid, and really Reuven and Rachel were certainly not married. And even so, Abaye yes Rabbi Yosef, do we say that we're going to the call, and therefore we'll say that Reuven does not have to give a get to Rachel, and Rachel could get married to anyone even without getting a get from Reuven? Or do we say that we're not going to mevatel the call, and we're going to require Reuven to give a get to Rachel? Rashi and Dapei Alpha and Alpha explains that what is the svara that we will not be mevatel the call if l'chira, since we found out that the call wasn't true, so we should now say that Reuven doesn't have to give a get to Rachel, Zok Rashi, because if we would do that, then people will think that the call was actually true. For some side reason, Bezin is going and trying to be mevatel the call in order to help this person that did an Avera, and therefore, as Rashi says, therefore, we would not be mevatel this call. And our Gemara continues, Amalei, so Rabbi Yosef said to Abaye, and Amar Rav Chista, Achishma Piyak Shirim, that since Rav Chista said that the only way that a call will be valid is if you hear from people that are kosher, therefore we see that we're very machmir on koilais, and we don't just make a call willy-nilly, therefore we see that we have a way to mevatel the call, we will be mevatel the call very easily. Amalei, so Abaye said back to his Rebbe Rabbi Yosef, Adraba, mid Amar Rav Sheshes, Hafilim Pi Noshim, Havi Kol, that since Rav Sheshes taught us that even if there are women that are the source of the call, we will listen to the call, so we see that we make it easy to keep a call, and therefore Shema Minar, Limavatlin the call, Lachari, we should have a right, and we're not going to be mevatel the call so easily. And Amalei, so Rabbi Yosef responded to Abaye, Asavasinu, as Rashi says, Mekhaim is Chalukim and Menhogim, there are different Menhogim in different places, and Besur, Mevatli Kol, in Sur, they will mevatel the call, have been Adar, Limavatli Kol, in Adar, they will not be mevatel the call. And the Gemara continues with four stories. How he did not forget a call of the Kachel Babe Rav. It was a call that Rachel was married to a Babe Rav, to a Talmud Chacham. I see Rav Chama Lavua. Rav Chama came to her father to investigate the rumor. Amalei, so Rav Chama said to her father, Emily, Hechav Ovda, tell me what the story was. Amalei, so her father said, Al Tanai Kaddish Adaita Delay Ozla Bechuzoi, that even though it was a Kedushin, but the Maisi did so Al Tanai, in order that he shouldn't go to Beit Chazoi. Va'azal l'maisi Ruvin went to Beit Chazoi, and since this Bar Bei Rav went to Beit Chazoi, therefore the kedushin isn't chal, and she should not need a get from this Bar Bei Rav. Amalei, so Rav Chama said to the father, Kivin de'in de'David kolah le'av amasal. Since at the time that the call came out, there was not an amasal, and people did not know that it was al tnai lav kol kaminut to machzekas amasal. At this point, you're not believed to create an amasal, and as Tais points out, this is going like the man later on that says that any amasal has to be at the same time as the call, and is not going like the shita of Rav Bar Avuna that we saw before, that a masl can be even mikan v'adasar yomim. And of course, this case was talking about a Bar Bei Rav, and they used to have talmidei chacham that would travel from one place to another to go and learn. At this point, this person was no longer available to give her a get, and therefore they were trying to figure out a way to get Rachel out of this marriage and to make sure that she would not be an aguna and she would not be required to receive a get from this Bar Bei Rav. And as we know, the lashon of Bar Bei Rav b'chad yomo. And the Gemara continues with the second story. There was a rumor that Rachel became Mekudeshes to Ruvain. It was even a detail that in order to be Mekadeshah, he gave her an unripened date and he gave her the residue that stuck to the pit. He did so by the spring of Beishifi, and therefore there were a lot of details to this rumor. And since the rumor was very detailed, and as Taisa said before, that it was Reglayim Ludava, therefore we believe that Ruvain married Rachel, and therefore Rachel was stuck because she was actually married by Beinu de Beishifi, and therefore this person was no longer around, and once again they couldn't find a person to give her a get. And Lemaisa, they then went and they investigated this rumor, and they found out that the rumor was not true and that Rachel was not really Mekudeshes to Ruvain. And at this point, since Lemaisa there was a rumor and they already said that Rachel needs a get from Ruvain, so there's now a question if they could be mevatel the call, or if they can be mevatel a previous call that was already nemdan as a valid call. So Shulchan Rav Idi Ba'Oven L'Kamei D'Abaya, so Rav Idi Ba'Oven was trying to find a heter for this woman, and therefore he sent the shayla to Abaya. Kai gav namai, what would be the din in this case? Amalei, and Abaya responded, Afilu manda amal loy mevatlin l'kola, even according to Ma'amad Omer, who says that generally we will not be mevatel call, but ha mevatlin l'kola, over here we will be mevatel call, as Meima Amri will say, Ayinu Rabbanu mekudushah, v'loy havu shah reputo, that Rabbanu will ma'ayin in her kedushin, and they realized that this date residue was just a small amount, and therefore it was not worth the shah reputo, and therefore the original kedushin wasn't a valid kedushin. And Abaya's point was that even though this call already came out, and generally we will not be mevatel call, and we would require the man to give a get to this woman. However, as Rashi explains over here, Bezal will be mevatel call because even when Rachel gets married to someone else, people won't say that, see, that Bezal allowed his Eishes to get married. Since the value of this date was so small, and therefore definitely was not the value of a puta, so therefore they realized that it wasn't a valid kedushin, that the only reason why we're not generally mevatel kol is only because of the chash that people will speak about Bezin. But over here, people will definitely realize that Bezin allowed her to get married properly. And the Gemara continues with the third story, that there was a rumor that Rachel got married to one of the children of Yaakov, and they didn't specify which child she was actually mekudeshes to. And even though they didn't specify which person she was mekudeshes to, it was still considered enough detail, and was enough circumstantial evidence that would be chashish that Rachel's married, and therefore she would need a get. And Lemaisa, they then went and they investigated this rumor, and they found out that the rumor was not true, and that Rachel was not really Mekudeshes to Ruvain. And at this point, since Lemaisa, there was a rumor, and they already said that Rachel needs a get from Ruvain, so there's now a question if they could be mevatel the call, or if they can be mevatel a previous call that was already nemdan as a valid call. And we continue at that pay test and base, and Amarava, Rava state, Afilu manda amal loy mevatel the call, even according to those who are not mevatel the call, but have mevatel the call, over here we would be mevatel the call, as Meima Amri, as people realize, Ayin Rabbanim Bekedushay Kotanava, that the Rabbanim were Ma'ayin in this Kedushin. Rabbanim found out that the one that the rumor was about was that she was Mekudeshes to a Kotan, and therefore the Kedushin was never valid, and that's why we're allowing her to get married even without receiving a get from any of these brothers. And the Gemara continues with the fourth story, that there was a story where there was a call that Rachel was Mekudeshes to a Kotan that appeared like a Gadol. And the question was, would we require this Kotan to give a get to Rachel in order to make sure that people don't think that we allowed Rachel to get married without receiving a get, and she was previously Mekudeshes to a Gadol? And Amalei Rav Mordechai Rav Ashi, so Rav Mordechai said to Rav Ashi, Hava Uvda, there was a story of Amru when we said, Adayin Le'gil Leflagis Ruvain, even though this person appears as a Gadol and is as big as a Gadol, but Lemaisi doesn't have a Das of a Gadol, and therefore we don't have to be Choshish for this Kedushin, and we don't have to worry about this rumor at all. And this term of Leflagis Ruvain comes from a Pasuk in Shoftim that says, Leflagis Hargis Reuven Gedolim Chikrei Lev, and it's saying that the only time that someone has any das is once he's an actual gadol. And as Rashi points out, Vizeh Afal Pisha Gufei Aruch, that even though he's tall, Nikul Lebrius B'Maisav Shu Katan Mishanim, people still will realize that he's a katan. Ushtetinasal Ba'achar, and when Rachel will get married to someone without receiving a get from this katan, Meimer Amri, people will say Ein Rabbanu B'Kedushah V'Katan Mishanimu, and L'Maisav they were not chayish for the kedushin since this child was a katan. And the pashas, this story seems to be telling us that since this child was a katan, therefore we weren't chayish for the kol at all, and there was no requirement to actually be mevatel the kol either. However, Ayin and Rashi, who seems to be learning that there was a question if we could mevatel this kol or not, Ayin and Sham. And the Gemara continues and quotes from our Mishnah, Uvavad Shleitei Sham HaMasla, that even if you have a kol that Rachel was mekudeshes to Reuven, l'maisa, the only way the kol will have any effect is only if there wasn't a masla that was mevatel the kol. And Amar Rav Barvuna, Masla Shamru, when we spoke about this mitigating circumstance, Afilu Mikan Bat Atzar Yomim, this would also be mevatel the kol, even if you found out about this masla at some point prior to 10 days, and some say the idea of Mikan Bat Atzar Yomim is lav dafka, and at any point if you come up with this masla, it would also be a way to mevatel the kol. The Gemara continues, Rav Zvid Amar, Rav Zvid states, B'makam HaMasla, Cheshel HaMasla, that the din of a masla is not only when you actually said that this was actually what occurred, even if you could figure out a way to be toiled the Kedushin on some sort of a side point, you can still be Cheshish for that masla, and this is almost like the concept of Taninon. And the Gemara continues, Esfer Apapa Zvid, so Apapa asked the following question from Rav Zvid from Mishnah, that the Mishnah stated before, Shuvat Shaloitei Shama Masla, and it's mashmo, you have to have it a masla mamish, and it can't just be based on a Taninon. And the Gemara answers, Amalei, B'makam HaMasla Kama, in a Chinami, when the Mishnah said, Uvavat Shaloitei Shama Masla, it doesn't mean that it has to be on a masla behedya, even if there's a way that we could be Taninon, and we could figure out a way to say that this rumor is not really a valid rumor, and it doesn't prove that she actually had Kedushin, that would also be a proper masla, and it would be Mvatal the call. And the Gemara continues, Omer Rav Kana Rav Papa, so Rav Kana responded to Rav Papa, Va'atle Tisbro, and by the fact that you asked this question of Zvid, it would seem that you hold, you have to have an masla that was said behedya, and it wouldn't be enough if we could only find a Pesach to find an masla, and we won't be Soymech on such a Pesach, but L'chari, that can be, as Rav Kana will now prove from a Mishnah in Masech Tzivamis on the Tzadok Bezom and Aleph, as V'atna Niskach of Achim Bo Bailo Muteris Lachzor, and La Mishun Darmina Al Tnai Kodesh. Rashi explains that the Mishnah in Masech Tzivamis states that if Reuven went to Medina Yisrael, and an Eid Echad comes and said that Reuven died, and Bezin therefore allowed Rachel to get married, as Mishum Aguna, Kilo Barabanon, and a woman is Batuk Minzibah, and Rachel went and was Niskach of Shimon, but didn't have Nisuyin, and then her husband came back, and then is that Rachel could go back and live with Reuven, as we consider her Anusa, since she relied on the Psak of Bezin. However, if Rachel got married and had Nisuyin with Shimon, then if Reuven came back, she would be Teitzei Mizeh Mizeh, and even though she's an Anusa, but the Rabbanim would goyze that she should not stay with Reuven, as people will think that Reuven originally divorced her, and she already got married to Shimon, and Bezin is allowing her to remarry Reuven, and therefore they'll think that one is allowed to be Machzor Gushasa in Mishnah Nisseis. And Lemaisa, even though we see that once she gets married, we do have this Takana, and we're choshed that people will think that she actually had a get from Reuven, but we don't say this when she only was Mekudeshes to Shimon, and even though over there it's not only where we had a rumor, but there was actually a Vade Kedushin with Shimon, and even so we allow Rachel to just go and get back with Reuven, and she doesn't even need a get from Shimon, and L'chari must be because we're going to be Taila that her original Kedushin to Shimon was done al Tanai. Shimon knew that really Rachel wanted to stay married to Reuven, and therefore he was Mekadesh and he made a Tanai with her that if your husband Reuven comes back, then my Kedushin will be Batal, and therefore even though Reuven may have given you a get originally, but L'maisa, you'll be able to go and remarry him because you never had Kedushin with me, and therefore, of course, he's allowed to be Machzor Gushasai prior to someone else marrying Rachel. L'maisa, even though this is conjecture and we don't actually have a masla that was said Mefurish, we still see that we can create an masla and that doesn't have to be Mefurish, and therefore, how could Rav Papa ask this question to Rav Zvid? Rashi says, Alma Avagav, the Loyotza, Masla, Zeme Ulam, Samchinula, we're still going to be Semech on this idea. And the Gemara answers, Shani Hassan, the Osi Baal of Kamara, over there we're not being Semech on a masla, but we actually have a situation where the husband came back from Medina Yisrael, and he specifically is telling everyone that he never gave a get to Rachel. Therefore, everyone will know that Reuven never divorced Rachel, and the only reason why Rachel tried to get married to Shimon was because they thought that Reuven died by Medina Yisrael. They won't think that he's being Machzor Gushasa Mishinises, and they will realize that the reason why he's staying married to Rachel is because Rachel was always an Eish Yisish and was never divorced from Reuven, and therefore, of course, Shimon's Kedushin was not a valid Kedushin. The Gemara is that since Reuven came back, and therefore everyone realizes that he didn't give her a get, so Yehachin, this is Nami. So L'chari, even if Reuven came back and Rachel already got married to Shimon, L'chari, since Rachel was an Anusa, since she acted based on Bezin's instructions, so L'chari, Gemara, she should be able to go back to Reuven. And why do we say Teitu Mizeh Mizeh? And the Gemara answers, Nisis of the Isura Kansura Banan, Niskach Le of the Isura Le Kansura Banan, that Benegei Kedushin, since Rachel never had relationship with Shimon, therefore, even though she went and was Mekadosh herself based on the instructions of the Beis Din, do not require her to go and get divorced from Reuven and Shimon, and she could go back and be married to Reuven. However, in the case where she actually got married to Shimon, and therefore she had a Bia, and ultimately it turns out that Bia was a Bias Nus, so therefore, as we said, that she has to be Badaka Mitzvah, and since she didn't do so properly, so therefore Beis Din will Knasa, and that's why in that scenario where Rachel got married to Shimon, so Beis Din said, Teitzi Mizeh U Mizeh. And the Gemara continues, Amar Vashi, Vashi tells us, Kol any time there's a rumor, and it was not Hussig of Beis Din, and Beis Din did not investigate to make sure that it was also circumstantial evidence, Lav Kalu, and it's not considered a valid call, and we would not have to act based on a call. And Rashi says, Elam Kin Yadu Beis Din Iyah, Shekach Yotza Kol, Ploinim Heichin Shoma, Vigazu Shi Cheshul Kol Zeh, and Beis Din was Goyze, that we have to be Cheshish for that call. And the Gemara continues, Vam Ravashi, and Ravashi states, Kol Kol Rebostin Asu, and Lechashin Le, if Reuven gets married to Rachel on a Sunday, and then a week later, there's a call that comes out that Shimon was Mekadosh Rachel a week before that, then we're not going to be Cheshish for that call. Rashi says, Lechashin Le, Le Isa Bailo, Vloy Le Tzuchel, get me Bala Kol, then number one, we're not going to ask her on her current husband, and we're also not going to require that she receives a get from Shimon, who the call came out that said he was Mekadosh, and Rashi explains, Shimatam Tzuicha get Nimtzis Israel there, because it would require a get from Shimon that will come out that will ask her on Reuven, the Mechazka Lekola, the Nimtzis that Bailish Sish, and it'll come out that Reuven that married her was Bailon Ishish, the Kaimalon, Kashem Shasul Baal, Kachasul Bail, and of course we wouldn't want to do that since she's already married. And the Gemara's Medai, Kadabasa Irisin Chashinle, however, if there's a call that comes out after Rachel and Reuven already had Irisin, then it would be Chayish for that call, and therefore would require Shimon to give a get to Rachel prior to Rachel getting married to Reuven. And the Gemara continues, Rav Chaviva Omar, Rav Chaviva argues and Ravashi, that feel the Basa Irisin Namin Lechashin Le, that even if there's a rumor that comes out after Reuven and Rachel had Irisin, would not be Cheshish for that rumor, and we would not require Shimon to give a get to Rachel. And even though by Shimon giving a get to Rachel, Lucharia, that doesn't ask her to Reuven, because she didn't have beer with either of them. However, Rashi says, Be'in Tzrichi Meneget, Shalitiskan Alza, because once she would receive a get from Shimon, this may cause that Reuven will despise Rachel, as he will feel that she went and was Mekadosh herself to Shimon as well. And the Gemara continues, V'hilchus Aleicha Shinoi, that we pass like Rav Chaviva, that even Basa Irisin, we would not be Chayish for the call. And the Gemara continues, Amar Rav Yirmiyah Bar Abba, Shochloim Be'Rav L'Shmuel, Rav Yirmiyah Bar Abba stated that they sent from the Yeshiva of Rav to Shmuel, Yilam Deinu Rabbeinu, that Shmuel should teach us what would be the din in the following case. Yotzaleh Kol Merishayin, Uba Achav Akitcha Kedushay Torah, Mao. What if there was a rumor that Reuven was Mekadosh Rachel, then Shimon was Mekadosh Rachel based on having real Edim, and we know for certain Shimon was Mekadosh Rachel. So Shmuel sent back to them, Teitzei, V'amidu Adov Al-Buryov, and until you investigate this further, I want you to make sure that Rachel and Shimon don't stay together, and the Gemara will discuss what the din will actually be, and does Shimon have to give her a get, or does Shimon not have to give her a get? And Shmuel then told them, V'hudini, and then come back and tell me what happened. And the Gemara continues, Mai V'amidu Adov Al-Buryov, what was Shmuel saying when he told them they should go and investigate this matter? If he's telling them that if you find out that the original Kedushin of Reuven, when it was rumored it was Mekadosh Rachel, was not a valid Kedushin, and therefore you'll be mevatel the kol, and therefore we will say that Shimon's Kedushin with Rachel was a proper Kedushin, and there's no need for Reuven to give a get to Rachel, but Nadar asked to Shmuel, but the mice that can't be, because Shmuel was the Rav Nadar, and we said before that Nadar, we would not mevatel the kol, and therefore over here, certainly we would require Reuven to give her a get. And Taisa points out that Avagav, the Hani Bey Rav, the Shochel Shmuel, him Tamidin Rav of Vesura, Mevatli Kala, the Lechera, the Shaila that came to Shmuel was from the Yeshiva of Rav, and they were in Sura, and in Sura they were Mevatli Kala, so maybe Shmuel was answering them according to the Shita, Mikal Mokum, Lev and Merlu, the Lake Kanafshei. Certainly Shmuel would not have given them a psak that went against his own Shita. And the Gemara continues, Ella, when Shmuel told them to go and investigate, he wanted them to investigate the Imigalia Milsa, the Kedusha Kama, Kedusha Malian, and no, Late Tzvichel Get Misheni, because if they would find out that the original Kedushin was really a valid Kedushin, then he wouldn't require Shimon to give her a get, and she would be able to stay married to Reuven, who pligged Rav Huna, and this din of Shmuel would be Chaylik Rav Huna, not Rav Huna, because Rav Huna told us, Eishes Ish, Pashto Yadav, Kibble Kedushin Me'achar, if Rachel is already an Eishes Ish and is married to Reuven, and she goes and stretches out her hand, and she Mekabel Kedushin from Shimon, then Mekudeshes, then it shows that she must have been divorced, as she wouldn't have the chutzpah to go and accept Kedushin from someone else while she's married to Reuven, and therefore we have to be Cheshish that this Kedushin is valid. The reason why we were Cheshish that she's Mekudeshes in Midrash Amnuna is based on the Din of Amnuna, the Amnuna, her Ishish Amalubai Legarashtani, that if a woman goes in front of her husband and says that you divorced me, Nemenes, she's believed, as chazaka eni shemiz panel b'fnei baila, as this is a chazaka that a woman would not say in front of her husband that you divorced me if she wasn't really divorced. And therefore, over here also, Rav Huna says that certainly a woman would not have the chutzpah to go and accept kedushin from someone else if she really is married. And therefore, we have to be chayshid that she's not married, and therefore the kedushin that she accepted from Shimon would be valid kedushin. By the fact that Shmuel said that she could stay married to Reuven and she doesn't have to get a get from Shimon, therefore we see that he doesn't hold of this chiddush of Rav Huna. And the Gemara states for idach, and it's true that Shmuel does not agree to this chiddush of Rav Huna. And the reason is because he's mechalik between the case of Rav Huna and our case. As ki edmet Rav Huna, the only time Rav Huna said this chiddush is only befunav, is only when a woman goes in front of her husband and she says that you divorced me. As we have a chazaka that ein ishim is a panel befnei baigla, then that chazaka is only if it's in front of her husband. However, shalei befunav mi'izo mi'izo, over here where she accepted the kedushin and she was not in front of her husband, she would have this chutzpah. Therefore, once we verify the rumors and we find out that Rachel was really married to Reuven, therefore her kedushin with Shimon is null and void, and therefore she doesn't even need a get from Shimon. And the Gemara continues, Le matzah davar buri of ma'u, what would happen if we investigate and we find out that Reuven and Rachel were not married? L'chayr, since she received kedushin from Shimon and was done with Edim, L'chayr, she should be married to Shimon at this point. And Rav Huna explains that since according to Nadar, we're not mevatel kol, therefore since it was a call that she was married to Reuven, so Megarish Rishon, she has to receive a get from Rishon, v'noisi sheni, and then she could get married to Shimon. And the Gemara continues, I'm Megarish sheni, v'noisi Rishon loy, but Rachel can't go and get divorced from Shimon and then go and get married to Reuven. This should not be a problem at all, because really Rachel and Reuven were never married, and therefore Rachel was only married to Shimon, and now that she receives a divorce from Shimon, she should be able to go and get married to Reuven, as this will be her first marriage to Reuven, and it won't be considered a case of machzor gushasa mishenisseis. Gemara explains, my time, and what is the reason that she can't get married to Reuven? Because aslamema machzor gushasa min erisin, that people will think that she really was married to Reuven at some point, and she received a get from Reuven, and then she got married to Shimon. Now that she got a get from Shimon, she will now be machzor gushasa mishenisseis, and therefore people will think that someone could get married to the original husband, even though she got married in the interim. And the Gemara continues, Rav Shimon b'rei Rav Idi Omar, and some goes Rav Shisha b'rei Rav Idi Omar, af megarashen v'nesi rishon. In this case, if Shimon would divorce Rachel, then Rachel could go and get married to Reuven, as Meima Amri, as people will say, Ein Rabbanu b'kedushay v'kedushay toisavo, and people won't think that she was going and remarrying Reuven after she got married to Shimon, as people won't necessarily know that she received a get from Shimon, and they will think that the reason why she now got remarried to Reuven is because she was always married to Reuven, and Rabbanu figured out that a kedushin to Shimon was not a proper kedushin because she was already an Eishes Ish, as she was already married to Reuven. And the Gemara continues, Yatzalel call Mizeh Mizeh, that let's say there was a call that Reuven married Rachel, and then there was another call that came out that Shimon also married Rachel. Now, what is the din? Amra Papa, Afzu, Megarish Rishon, V'noseh Sheni. Even in this case, we would allow Rachel to get a get from Reuven and then get married to Shimon. However, in this case, we would not let Rachel get a divorce from Shimon and then go and get married to Reuven. And as Rashi explains, that even though the Kedushin to Shimon was also based on a call, however, we still have to be Chayshish that people will say that really Rachel was divorced from Reuven, only at that point was Shimon Mekadeshar, and now that Shimon divorced her, if Reuven will remarry her, people will say that Reuven is able to be Machzor Grushasai Mishinisseis. Of course, that is Asar. And Ameima Amar Mutaris L'Shneim, however, Ameima states that she's Mutter both to Reuven and Shimon. And the Gemara continues that Tzadik Adonai of Vehilchasa Mutaris L'Shneim, and as Rashi says, Klema Af Megara Sheni V'Nesu Rishen, if Shimon divorces her, then she could go and get remarried to Reuven, Vafido Rav Huna Maid Baha, and in this case, even Rav Huna would be Maid Baha, since in this case, the second marriage where Rachel got married to Shimon was also only based on a call, and it wasn't the case where Rachel was Mekabel Kedushin from Shimon based on Kedushay Torah. Therefore, we didn't make this Zera. That's why if Reuven divorces Rachel, she could get married to Shimon, and if Shimon divorces Rachel, she could still get married to Reuven, and we will stop over here.